We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
So Smile Foundation started 25 years ago, and it started with a letter written by a very tenacious young mom whose child had total facial paralysis. So she couldn't express any emotion. She couldn't blink. And the mother was so upset about this condition of her child that she wrote many letters to Nelson Mandela. And one of them eventually made it into his private mail, which is a stroke of luck. And because she was from the Eastern Cape, he opened this letter and read this little girl Tando's story and was so taken aback that he reached out to Mark Lubner to say, we need to help this child. And at the time, there were no surgeons in South Africa that could do that kind of surgery. So they took the child and the doctors to America, and they managed to do the surgery. But they also taught the surgeons how to do it, which was an important step. And they came back to South Africa with those skills. And that was our very first child that we operated on. And since then, Tando, first of all, is working in our front of house at our sister organization, Africa Tikkun, and she smiles at everyone that walks in the doors. And we have helped over 5,000 children with cleft lip and palate surgeries and other facial abnormalities, as well as burn scarring. So in 2023, Good Morning Angels and Smile Foundation came together for Madiba Day. And they looked to raise together to raise money for initially it was 20 surgeries. And then as the money started coming in and everyone got really excited about what the campaign was about, the number creeped up to 30, 40, 50. And eventually we raised enough money to help 82 children with their surgeries during the 2023-2024 period. So the surgeries took place all over the country. We did Smile Weeks, which are Monday to Friday surgeries. We did two in Gauteng, in Gauteng at Dr. George Macquarie Hospital. We did one Smile Week at Universitas Academic Hospital in Bloemfontein in the Free State. And then various slates, which are days of surgery at Tigerberg Hospital in the Western Cape. When these mothers hear that there are angels that can help them, they react in this way which they are speechless. They are so immensely grateful. They don't often have words because it's not often that they get helped. You know, they're the ones doing all the work. And for them to have somebody looking after them for a change is extremely transformational. So it's really important to help these children. If they don't get help, they get hidden. And they don't get to go to school. They sort of considered disabled because they can't speak properly. So it's really important that we help them at this critical stage in their lives, which is typically around 6 months to 12 months, where they're starting to develop. They're starting to develop how to speak so that they don't miss out on milestones. And once we help them at this crucial stage, they are exactly the same as any other kid. You know, they have no speech problems. They have no milestone problems. They develop normally. And so they can live their best life and thrive. And it's really beautiful to see. So Smile Foundation is a nonprofit, and it's incredibly difficult to be a nonprofit in South Africa because there are over 280,000 registered nonprofits. The general South African man in the street is stretched. You know, they don't know, you know, who to give to. And so it's really important actually that we rely on our donors like Good Morning Angels to support us. These surgeries are not cheap. In general, they cost about 25,000 rand per surgery, but they can go up to 100,000 rand depending on the intricacies. And, you know, these 14-hour surgeries take a long time and cost a lot of money. But we rely on South African corporates and the public to assist us so that we can exist. And we can't do it without you guys. So it's really important to have such great partners that are like-minded like us, that want to continue to do good and change these children's lives forever. Yeah, so the children can come, and sometimes they come with nothing. And so we give them a pack so that they can have a good experience in the hospital. So we give them a toothbrush and soap and shampoo. And, you know, we give them clothes and blankets so that they can be uplifted and have a good experience, you know, and be like the other kids in the wards. And it's really sweet to see how excited they get. So if I had to describe what an angel is, I would describe somebody who comes in and is completely selfless. So they give of themselves in a way that is more than money, and it's more than time. It's a kind of spirit. It's a kind of connection where the kids can feel that, you know, the moms can feel that you're really connecting in a human way. And I think that Good Morning Angels have done that over and over and over for all 82 children. And we're really, really grateful. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the listeners and Good Morning Angels and everyone that worked on this campaign. I'd like to say thank you. It has changed the lives of these children forever and their communities, as we've spoken about. And it's changed their lives at the beginning of their lives. So they've got another, you know, 60, 70, 80 years to appreciate this. And they will never forget this kindness. They will never not feel grateful for this opportunity that Smile and Good Morning Angels gave them. And to the future listeners, and to, you know, whatever collaboration we have in future, to tap into your own kindness and to know that even the smallest little bit of kindness goes a long way, so that we can help more kids in South Africa and that everybody will have a chance to smile.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.